Hi, thanks for coming today. I'm Sarah Hall. I'm in the Earth and Planetary Sciences Department, and I work on Earth surface processes, so I look at processes that are actively shaping the Earth today, and I want to know over what time scales they're happening and what rates. So the tool that I use to do this are cosmogenic radionuclide concentrations. So as the incoming solar or cosmic ray flux comes into the upper atmosphere, there's interactions with particles in the atmosphere and eventually at the surface of the Earth with minerals. So the mineral I'm most interested in looking at is quartz, because produced in situ within quartz minerals are these cosmogenic isotopes, neon, aluminum, beryllium-10, and carbon-14. And aluminum-26 and beryllium-10 have half-lives that are suitable for us to measure features that are on the age range of about 2 million years. So what I do is I mine these quartz minerals from geologic features that I'm interested in, like river terraces or glacial moraines. I extract the beryllium from them, or the aluminum, and then I measure the concentration of that isotope. And since we know how fast this isotope is produced at the surface of the Earth in these minerals, we can then back out how long that piece of quartz was sitting there exposed to the cosmic ray flux. So one of the things I'm interested in is paleoclimate records. And so we can go to the tropical Andes and look at some of the glacial features in this area. So this picture up here on the, are some glacial moraines. This is piles of debris that glaciers have pushed ahead of them, and behind them are some dammed lakes. And if we want to, we can collect samples from these moraine crests, extract the beryllium from them, and then calculate the age of that moraine, so the time when ice was in that position. Here's a picture of an older one that the lake has now been filled in with a bog and some glacial polish. We can date all of those features. So in a previously glaciated valley, we might see a number of these sequences. So here are a moraine with a bog behind it, and then farther up valley, another moraine with a bog behind it. And so we can reconstruct where the ice was at different points in time. And then there we have a paleoclimate record for this tropical region. So previously to having this method, we didn't have a very good way of directly dating these features, these moraine features. So we had to rely on proxy dating. So this is we would take a sediment core from a bog or lake, and we'd find some carbon, and we'd measure C14 in this material from peat or some plant material. And then we would say the moraine has to be older than that. And so that's a very indirect way of measuring this moraine feature. And so now with the advent of cosmogenic dating, we can date directly that feature. So once we have that marine chronology, we can then compare it to records that are regional and climate records that are global. And so here I've just plotted some of my data. This is age on this axis. And so we see a late glacial pulse. This is 10,000 to 15,000 years ago. And here are some of the ages of these moraines that I showed you. And these generally correspond well to some of the global climate records. This is the Antarctica record, or Antarctica and Greenland records, and then also some regional records. So we see that our glacial chronology generally fits with what we think is going on at northern latitudes. So the alpine tropical glaciers are responding to climate fluctuations that are similar at higher latitudes. So if you have any interest in finding out more about features you can date or surface processes, come on and talk to me. Thanks.